Pinal County farmers gathered at the state capitol for a news conference earlier this morning after the years-long negotiations to agree on a Colorado River drought contingency plan. The farmers say they need new sources of water, and they're asking for $20 million to make that happen. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers was there and joins me now. Hey, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
So what exactly are the farmers asking for here?
What they're hoping to get is $20 million in the state budget for groundwater infrastructure. That includes wells, that includes repairs for conveyances to get the Pinal County irrigation districts the ability to use groundwater to irrigate their crops as we go into a drier future where there's less water available for them from the Colorado River. So as we probably know, I think you guys talked about it last week, the budget here at the state capitol isn't done yet. And so this is an effort to, you know, raise this issue once again as Governor Ducey and lawmakers are working on the budget.
And Brett, how much of this is in anticipation of those farmers not getting water from the sources that they have been getting water and looking for something new?
Well, that was a big chunk of the DCP was here's a group of water users, these farmers who had access to water from the Colorado River, but as cutbacks are expected, they're going to lose that access. And so they're saying, you know, we're going to have to fallow a lot of our fields, and in order to not fallow even more fields, we need to have some other source of water. And they at the moment don't have the right infrastructure in order to get the water out of the underground, you know, aquifers where they could irrigate their crops from. So yeah, that it's helping them kind of bridge this gap to the future when they're going to be mostly on groundwater.
Brett, was this not addressed in the DCP itself?
It was. And so what's interesting is that during the DCP negotiations, $9 million came from the state to pay for this groundwater infrastructure and $10 million from the Central Arizona Project. And then there was this understanding that the Pinal County farmers were going to apply for federal grants for the rest and also pay for some of it themselves. Well, the federal grants are still kind of in the works, but it's just going to take a long time. And the farmers are saying, hey, you know, we have to start building this stuff next year, starting January. You know, that's what Representative David Cook said today. So he's like, we need this money now from the general fund. And then the feds are going to pay you guys back. They're going to pay the state back. So don't worry about it.
Brett, are there folks at the Capitol who are not supportive of at least the concept of doing this?
Yeah, definitely. There are people who say, look, we gave $5 or $9 million already for this. Number two, you know, encouraging groundwater pumping is environmentally a sketchy idea, as we should be transitioning to more crops that don't require as much water. They say, you know, a lot of these crops are alfalfa and cotton, things that are very thirsty and require a lot of water. So let's look at transitioning farms to a different crop. So the idea of kind of throwing more state money at groundwater pumping is not what a lot of environmentalists are interested in, and not what some of the people in the water community are interested in. However, you know, these Pinal County farmers are saying, you know, we were sacrificing in order to get the DCP. That's another kind of, you know, disputed statement, because, you know, they made a deal years ago in order to have a lot of debt relief and cheap water. They made a deal years ago to kind of trade away their high priority water rights. So it's a very complicated set of historical events that led to this point.
And of course, at this point, it's just one more wrinkle in the ongoing drama over the new state budget. That's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers live at the state capitol. Brett, thank you.
You're welcome.